Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Hey, aloha, everybody. Hey, it's a KP here, and if you hear an aw crap once in a while, that's because I'm trying to figure out how to use a new version of Skype that is a seemingly a challenge to use, but I think it's actually more connected than to the volume controls and everything that I used to use to mute and unmute. So, anyway, this is the part of it's a learning process, and I can bitch and moan about it, but I'm not going to bitch and moan right now. We're enjoying this day and enjoying the light and, you know, really kind of allowing this whole thing to, you know, to play out. And we're kind of, I felt it was time to do a show and to, kind of update everything on, you know, what was going on, and just kind of energetically seeing, you know, kind of we're going through a process now, and sometimes it's like, oh, I want to talk about going through the process and being centered, you know, and remaining centered, and then all of a sudden I decide to install the new Skype, and all of a sudden I can't figure out how the heck I'm going to use it. So, you know, I'm going through stuff myself. We're all going through different things. And sometimes a lot of things are happening all at once. So, one thing I did want to, pardon me, I did want to do was, really let people know how much I appreciate them, everyone following the blog. I know that people have, you know, that people are, you know, continually listening to what's going on or reading what's going on. I don't really have any sense sometimes of what's, you know, how many people are following this and, you know, maybe reading what I'm putting out there and some of the links and things like that. So I really appreciate everyone who comes here and you know, follows the blog itself, and also follows along on you know, Facebook and Twitter, Gab, and MeWe. I'm not doing much on Stellar these days, but I do have a presence there. I just am not going to check it that much. It's just too difficult for me to post on that. Anyway, it just doesn't flow very well for me energetically. So, you know, one of the things that the last time that there was a show, that I did a show, was back in October. And then towards the end of that period of time, was very, you know, it was very clear that there was a, you know, there were a lot of things going on. And I knew that eventually I'd be taking a journey towards the end of the month and back to the U.S., as they call it, well, I call it Turtle Island. You know, that's really what it is. Some people here live in Hawaii, they call it the mainland, and I don't call it that at all. It's not the mainland. It is a part of the planet. So, you know, we're you know, one of the things that it was very clear to me that had to be done was I knew that, yeah, there were some, we can call it personal things that were going on that I felt perhaps needed my own attention, in the in the Midwestern U.S., and I have some relatives there and some people who I know who I thought I might get together with. But I know a lot of it is about an energetic flow, and I had no idea how long the flight was going to be or how long the trip was going to be. And, it turned out to be over 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, and it's kind of a thing where you don't really know. That was kind of the way I wanted to do it. I did a one way ticket to from here to the Midwest, and then that's what I didn't make a return date. So pardon me, sir, for a second while I sip. Ah, there we go. Okay. Well, we have sipped and got some great tea here. So in any event, it was, I think, one of the, I've reported a lot on the journey, and I've reported a lot about kind of some of the things that happened. But I think the Minnesota Headwaters mission was, for me, the highlight, the real was really the key part of that of my my journey there. And the great thing was that as soon as I arrived there, which was the 5th, I drove up on the 5th, early on the 5th, drove up there. Left about 4 in the morning. That's right. I left really early in the morning. And I could not sleep. I was having trouble sleeping. So I said, well, what the heck? I'm meant to go earlier. So we just drove up. And, when I got up there, sort of later in the afternoon, late in the day, Minnesota time, I definitely was ready to... I think I went to bed right away, and the following morning, I just had a feeling that it was going to turn white, and lo and behold, it did. So, it was really quite a, to me, as a magical experience seeing that, and the whole deal was very much a connecting with a couple things. It's like completing a cycle, and this is both personal and I think planetary, and it's kind of a thing where I realized it was something that I personally had to do. The whole trip was something that was for me personally completing some type of a cycle, and I can't define the exact thing, but it was definitely an important event, important thing for myself personally, but also I felt it was really very important for what was going to be happening on the planet. Now, the next day, on the 6th, was when I actually went up to the headwaters, drove up to the headwaters, and that was also the day of the midterm elections here in the United States. So there was all this stuff flying around and everything happening. But I'm going to just talk about a little bit more about what the Headwaters mission was about. And one of the things that I knew before I left, about a week before I left, I had this crystal, the Sophia Love. I call it Sophia Love, but we call it the Love of the Waters crystal. I felt it was a crystal that was attuned to the water of the planet, to the waters of the planet, and I knew that it was not mine to hold on to anymore. I just had kept it with me ever since I received it from Sophia Love in 2013, And so it was finally occurred to me that it was Tracy Crosby in Mississippi was the one to receive it and to work with it. And there was definitely a strong connection with what she would be doing, but I wasn't sure exactly what would be happening. And then eventually later on, I learned that she was actually going to, for sort of connected to another thing, but she was going to the Delta waters. I think it was on the 7th. And she didn't say, I didn't know when it was going to happen, but all I knew is I was at the headwaters on the 6th. And she took the crystal to the Delta waters of the Mississippi on the 7th. And in my part, it was, I put up videos of the mission and of kind of what was done. And I saw a very strong, I don't know, every time I'm up there and we do something, it's like I see a flow, strong flow of energy, not just through the Mississippi, but through all of the Turtle Island. But in this case, it was particularly strong going down, we'll call it going from north to south down the Mississippi. And it was an instantaneous connection. And I knew that, you know, yes, the election stuff was going on. I felt it might have something to do with that, but I don't know what was going on with that connection. But it did get to, I just knew that it was going to be very a strong connection through the country, through the middle of the country. And it was also going to be, after I had finished my part of it, I felt it was I put out a message that said it was really a sort of a unification, I think it was, I said unification and illumination, something like that. It was a unifying of the planet in an illumination. So very much that's what I got. And now, when I returned, I don't believe I did anything that day, but the following day I returned. It was all snowy outside, and I got up, and I knew I just had to run around in the snow, and I did this during the day. And then as I went out, I knew that I felt that there was some work for me to do, energetic work on the property, just kind of checking things out, and I did find a little something that I felt was mine to do. So I did that, took care of that. And as I was walking back from that, I walked towards the lake, I noticed that there was this something flying on like the other side of the lake. It was a big dark bird with a white head, and I knew right away that it was an eagle. And this would have, I don't know what time of day this was, but I knew it was connected to what, that it was a recognition that I had come to, I'd done my part, that it was a recognition of that, but it was also a recognition of the entire mission. And then when I heard later on from Tracy that when she was down there, I think that was on the end of the day of the 7th, that she was, towards sunset time, that she had felt something very strong, and that there was a, after she had finished her part there, that there was a very strong opening of a portal, and you could actually see it in the clouds. It was a light portal, and it actually looked like well, it kind of looked like she called it Keck, but I think she meant Pepe the Frog, a Pepe the Frog of light, and it looked like that. So it looked like that animal character that's often associated with Donald Trump, And anyway, I just thought that was kind of funny that it had that appearance. It kind of looked like a cat to me, a very feline presence. And but then they drove back, two of them, she and her husband Nick, drove back to, they had something to do in New Orleans, so they had a hotel there, and they drove over, they drove back, and they were driving into lightning. And so the connection to me was very clear that, you know, I had done the event up there. My name, the Hawaiian name that was given, is means lightning. And, you know, that electrical type of connection was very, very strong. And I really felt that it was a very, what shall we say, serendipitous connection. And it was also really radiating throughout the entire Turtle Island, not just the United States, but all of Turtle Island. Now, illumination, you know, illumination can do, it's sort of a, you know, illumination, you know, is a total thing, you know, so it's going to illuminate, stuff you may like to see, and it might illuminate some things that are, have been in the shadows for a while, and maybe you don't like to see it, and maybe you don't like to be aware of it. And that's what I'm talking about, 3D, 4D, 5D. Now, in the 3D, you might see some things happening. It says, oh, wow, that's going on. But you also, in the 4D and 5D, you might be seeing within your, within oneself that certain parts that are now being illuminated, and that need to be, what shall we say, that are being illuminated and that are also showing the things within that need to be taken care of. And so, you know, all the stuff that's going on that, you know, I mean, I'm still, of course, continuing to find that out for myself, that, you know, parts of me that perhaps it's time to release, might not be negative things. It might just be things that it's time to release. And so, you know, what's going on with that is that, you know, what, you know, we each have these things that come up. And that cycle that I was talking about was, you know, the cycle that is happening is, you know, closing the cycles is like, that's part of closing, you know, the old paradigm cycle. So, so that's one of the deals that I feel really was, important from the mission. Now, later on, I found out from talking with the owners of the property that, you know, I found out that the place, what I was on the property that I felt was I was there to work with and to release something, if something was holding on to not holding on to the property, was kind of like it was just sort of not allowing the property to expand energetically into its next purpose, something like that. And I found out from the owners that the property was a originally was a Cherokee, I think it was a Cherokee chief that was like had come there, and that's sort of that was his, I presume his, sort of his stewardship. And so it's kind of a thing where, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, I had no idea, basically, I had no idea, and that this whole thing was, you know, very much connected to Turtle Island. You know, as far as I'm concerned, Turtle Island originally was a Native American. You know, it's basically the Native cultures were there, and so, so there's a lot that's been happening that that really, I think it was connecting all this together. So we also talked about the fact that there are many, interestingly, there's many Native American, I believe it's mostly women, who were elected or won their election into the U.S. Congress, and other couple of other races. So there's some type of, you know, the thing about it is, you know, it's like there are a lot of, you know, fraudulent things going on. I've done a lot of posting about that today, but there's also a lot of, you know, things that are happening to I think really unify the whole planet, in this case Turtle Island. You know, until Turtle Island, until the planet really, until we all realize that we are creators, we're all creators, and we are connected with the planet. We are connected with the planet. And that we can listen to the planet. We can, we can listen to the planet, but that's really the guidance. It's listening to the higher guides and listening to the planet. So that's like a higher sense. You know, I don't know if you want to call it 4D or 5D or 8D or whatever D, or planetary D. It's like that listening and remembering our connection to the planet. To me, that's a major guidance, a higher guidance for some of the things that I feel called to do. I know that a lot of it comes through the planet, via communication with the planet. Step here, don't step there. Avoid that direction. Go this direction. Go that direction. But also, I know, you know, we have our own personal angelic or spiritual guides. We also have our greater cosmic or galactic guides as well. And, you know, I feel that we're getting guidance, you know, we're getting guidance and staying in communication with those various guides. So, you know, it's important to remember for me, for myself, and I will say it's very important as we go about to remember our connection and to listen to that connection. And following that connection with, you know, the guidance that we get from those various connections. So I am just one person. An individual consciousness unit that, you know, guided to travel around and do these things. But I know that, we're all working together telepathically. You know, telepathic communication is very important. And, you know, basically just saying that, you know, we listen through our senses and we listen through not just our outer senses, but our inner senses and our higher sense. So that to me is very, very important as well. So I'm going to stop typing there. I'll remember it. I'll stop writing out the stuff while I'm talking. So in any event, this whole thing has really was a wonderful adventure. But I could see very clearly that there was a lot of, a lot of things that were happening that needed to happen. I did go into Chicago, later on. I did go into Chicago, and I don't know if I really did anything there, but, I did walk around a little bit, and I just was there for like part of a day. I didn't consciously, I wasn't consciously aware of doing anything. But it's very possible that something happened. I don't know. But I did feel a very strong calling to go into Chicago, and not really downtown, not the place where a lot of people think about, just some place that, you know, where they have little shops and little coffee shops and restaurants and stuff like that. So again, following the guidance, the inner guidance, the higher guidance, whatever kind of guidance that is. So trying to recall if there's anything else. Let me look at my notes here. One of the things is about, you know, I was looking at going into kind of going through this process and remaining centered. It is helpful to remain centered and grounded and all that kind of stuff. And I can say those words, but in the end, it's like you go through it, you go through this thing, and it's kind of like you're always. It is important to remain connected, in my view, with the planet while we're going through these, whatever kind of work we're doing, energy work and this, whatever you want to call it, higher dimensional work. But we're here to help bring the planet up, to raise the vibration of the planet. So, among other things. It's not to be airy and fairy and out there somewhere, just trying to be not connected to what's going on here. I'm just checking in to see if there's anything else that wants to be communicated. I'm not going to talk about all the things that are happening on the planet right now. I think that's not my. It's not the reason for this call, but I did post quite a few things that had to do with, you know, illumination of shadows, and some of the posts that are coming out, that they're all fascinating to me. They're very fascinating. I don't know why, but, you know, I feel like it's mine to kind of post some of these deals that show the illumination that's going on. So there was a Gaia portal that just came out, and I did post that. And it has to do with the presence of the light presence are presented to all. Abundance protocols have established. Now, I will say one thing about abundance protocols, and that is that it could be a way to bring abundance into the planet, but abundance does not mean money. Money can be part of it. You know, gold, silver, even that. It's like that's not a part of it. Abundance is being our full inner higher self, just expressing that, expressing who we are and being who we are. I mean, being free. So that was the second sentence. The last, flamboyance are exposed and dissolved from the tomes. Now, tomes are supposedly these big, heavy books that are part of a collection. And I take it little things that aren't supposed to be there, you know, some sort of a heavy book. I don't like the idea of a heavy book, but it's almost like a very solid book, a solid body of knowledge. That's what it means, body of knowledge. Flamboyance are just these little things that are, well, they're just there as decoration. You know, they're exposed and they're dissolved. You know, the real, to me, the message from that is that the real message is coming through. And the final line says, messengers of the galactics are heard. So, you know, just talking about that, and that, just talking about that, that, you know, communicating and listening to the telepathic communications, listening to the higher, that's how the higher beings communicate. They communicate telepathically. And so I feel that that is a very important point to make and to remember. So with that, I think we've covered pretty much everything I want to cover, and it's the first show after a long time, so I'm ready to, it's 1:30, I'm ready to kind of head off to the final moments of bed here. So We will talk later. And with that, we will end with Brother Iz, and we say aloha to all, and mahalo for everyone connecting with the blog. And if this helps you, that's great. If it doesn't, that's great. It does help me to express myself, honestly, and I really appreciate the opportunity for, you know, to do that via the blog and via Facebook, Twitter, MeWe, Gab, all those places. So aloha, we'll talk later. And here's Brother Iz.
We the warriors born to live, what the land is she can give. Defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty.